From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Secretary of State John Kerry has interrupted a trip to Israel to join European foreign ministers today in Geneva for talks with Iran about its nuclear program. In a few minutes, we'll get reaction from a prominent Iranian-American group.
But first, to Geneva, where Kerry tried to tamp down rising speculation that his sudden arrival in Switzerland may signal a breakthrough is near.
There are still some very important issues on the table that are unresolved. We hope to try to narrow those differences, but I don't think anybody should mistake that there are some important gaps that have to be closed.
For more now, we turn to the BBC's Imogen Folks, who joins us from Geneva. And Imogen, what are you hearing there? Is Kerry's arrival a signal that talks are in some final stage?
I think final stage might be pushing it a bit far, but the very fact that John Kerry diverted his plane to Geneva to take part in these talks, and the fact that the British Foreign Secretary William Hague has arrived, the German Foreign Minister, the French Foreign Minister, is clearly an indication that some type of progress is being made, and that at the very least they think it's worth carrying on talking. They wouldn't be here. These are very, very busy men. They would not be here if they didn't think it was worthwhile being here, if they didn't think that there was progress to be made.
Now, Iran has long maintained that its nuclear program is only for energy and scientific purposes. But of course, the United States and other Western powers have severe doubts about that. So remind us, what exactly is it that the U.S. and other powers want Iran to do?
Initially, they wanted Iran, and particularly Israel, wanted Iran to basically abandon its nuclear program. Now, clearly, there's been some shift in that particular policy. And Iran, as well, seems to be opening up. We have a new president. We saw that rapprochement at the General Assembly in New York just a few weeks ago. What I think we're looking at here is an Iranian nuclear program in which Tehran can prove to international inspectors indisputably that it is for civil, peaceful purposes only. Then they're going to look, this is rather technical, they're going to have to look very closely at uranium enrichment and what's actually going on there, because we know there is something called weapons-grade uranium. Iran should not need that for creating energy.
But on the other hand, what is Iran asking for in these negotiations?
Relaxation of sanctions. It wants to be able to sell its oil freely on the world market. It wants to be able to operate international financial transactions, banking, insurance, and so on. All these things have been the subject of sanctions for many years, and they are damaging the economy of a country which has a lot of oil, which theoretically could be a very, very wealthy country indeed. But Iran is hamstrung because of these sanctions. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at. But what we're sensing from Secretary Kerry is still quite a long way to go. Not a deal that's going to be signed in the next couple of hours, for sure.
Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this week that Iran is getting everything and paying nothing. He says that Israel is not obliged to abide by any deal. So how is his position and Israel's position a factor in these talks?
Well, I think it's certainly possible that John Kerry's rather calming words when he touched down here in Geneva, saying that there wasn't a complete deal yet and important issues that were still unresolved, also reflects the very, very difficult conversation he had with Benjamin Netanyahu just a few hours ago. Now, John Kerry went to Israel to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu about a possible rapprochement with Iran, about some possible flexibility over Iran's nuclear program. Benjamin Netanyahu, it appears, is having none of that. He really, really, really doesn't want sanctions relaxed at all, and I think he's deeply unhappy about this.
This is a particularly thorny situation for the United States because it also risks alienating other longtime allies in the region as it reaches out to Iran, including Saudi Arabia, which sees Iran as a major threat. So do you have a sense as to how Secretary of State Kerry can manage, if at all, to calm fears amongst these disparate allies that the U.S. needs in the region?
Well, he's clearly spending an awful lot of time in an airplane trying to achieve that. Mm-hmm. He's been on this whistle-stop tour of the Middle East. He is trying to allay fears and build confidence. But we see the many, many different tensions in the Middle East at the moment, not least of them Syria, Iran, a backer of Syria, all sorts of different players in the game here, almost a bit like a house of cards, which John Kerry is trying to keep building. Any one of them, any card goes, the whole thing could come collapsing down. As I said, they think there's progress here in Geneva on nuclear, but there are a lot of other, as you say, regional players, conflicts, tensions, which could undermine the progress being made here.
Imogen Folks, BBC's correspondent in Geneva, thank you so much.
And thanks to you.